Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump set to depart for Washington on Tuesday. President Donald Trump is wrapping up a 12-day five-nation tour of Asia, dominated by talks on the North Korea nuclear threat and bolstering trade. After talks in Manila on Monday with the prime ministers of Australia and Japan, Trump promised to make a major statement on North Korea and trade when he returns to Washington this week, but he offered no details.
It will be a very complete statement as to trade, as to North Korea, as to a lot of other things.
The summit was certainly not without abundant protest. Renato Reyes of the Bayan New Patriotic Allegiance.
We believe that the meeting will not bring any benefits for the Filipino people, but would rather worsen the human rights situation in the Philippines and drag the Philippines into various conflicts not of its interest in choosing. This is a meeting between two presidents with a very bad fascist mindset, and that is why we use the Trump fascist spinner, Trump with the swastika depicting the fascist orientation of the Trump regime.
President Trump ignored questions about human rights abuses when he met one-on-one with President Duterte. South Korea's military said Monday a North Korean soldier was shot and wounded by fellow soldiers while defecting to South Korea at a border village. The severity of his injuries and reason for defecting were not immediately clear. A powerful earthquake has struck near Iraq's border with Iran, about 70 kilometers northeast of Baghdad. More than 400 people are reported dead, with hundreds injured. There's also been an earthquake in Costa Rica. For more on this, check out our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Irish musician and anti-poverty activist Bob Geldof will return his Freedom of the City of Dublin Award to his hometown on Monday, saying he cannot hold an honor also given to Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi.
Well, she should go. She's democratically elected. She should hand back her Nobel Prize. She should hand back her Freedom of the City. And perhaps she should appear at the Hague tribunals.
Aung San Suu Kyi, a Nobel laureate, has come under fire internationally for failing to address what the UN has described as ethnic cleansing of the Muslim minority, Rohingya. More than 500,000 Rohingya have fled across the border to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar. She recently visited conflict-wracked northern Rakhine State, having come under pressure to halt a military crackdown. Now, the operations were launched in response to attacks by Rohingya militants. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri, who announced his surprise resignation on November the 4th in Riyadh, says he plans to return to his country from Saudi Arabia within days. He warned the country was at risk of sanctions over Iran-backed Hezbollah's meddling in conflicts, such as in Yemen. By the way, a Saudi-led coalition says it will reopen some airports and seaports in Yemen in order to allow in humanitarian aid. The move comes a week after the coalition announced a temporary closure of all ports in response to the firing of a missile from Yemen toward Riyadh, blaming a vulnerability in procedures for allowing Iranian military equipment to reach the Houthi rebels. Now, Iranian officials have repeatedly denied arming the Houthis. In his first visit to Catalonia since imposing direct rule, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy called for a strong turnout in the December 21st Catalan elections. Over the weekend, there were large protests in Barcelona and Brussels demanding the release of jailed leaders and recognition of a separate Catalan Republic. Lisa Castro was among those in Brussels.
For the Spanish government to dissolve a democratically elected Catalan administration is abhorrent. The people decided that they wanted that Catalan government, and Spain doesn't have a right to dismiss them for fulfilling their democratic mandate.
Spain imposed direct rule on Catalonia immediately after its regional parliament voted for independence on October the 27th. The European Union has approved economic sanctions, including an arms embargo on Venezuela. EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels announced the measures in response to regional elections last month, which they say worsened the country's crisis. Last week, the U.S. imposed financial sanctions on 10 current and former Venezuelan officials because of corruption and abuse of power allegations related to Maduro's crackdown on the opposition. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.